Boys to Men, they're coming to town. We'll tell you about how you can get ticket purchases, all right?
Nice.
Four Seasons of Loneliness. It's Kiss 92 with Maddie, Jason and Divian. And it's time for Doctors in the House. So we are joined by Dr. Wee Chi Kiong, neurologist from Mount Elizabeth Hospital. And we are also on Facebook Live, so you can join us on Facebook at Maddie,
Welcome,
Jason and
Doc.
Divian.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, morning. Doc, I got to ask you, okay, so you are a neurologist.
Yes, that's right.
What is the broad scope of neurology? What does it cover?
Well, neurologists are doctors that treat problems with the brain,
mm-hmm.
with the nerves as well. We treat common illnesses that you might know about, like Parkinson's disease,
right.
Dementia, epilepsy, and some people do not know, but we also treat headaches, like migraines.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got a question for you then, doctor. Can stress trigger a migraine attack?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Stress is a known trigger for migraine attacks. Now, migraine is an under-recognized problem.
Yes.
Right. In the recent global burden of disease survey that was done by the WHO, it was found that migraine is the 16th largest cause of disability-adjusted life years lost.
Wow.
So what is that? I mean, we account for the years of life lost due to disease.
Yes.
And we account for years of productive life lost due to disability.
Yeah.
And migraine is number 16. It's above asthma. It's above Alzheimer's disease.
I believe it because it's debilitating. You just can't do anything when you have a migraine.
Maddie gets migraines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bad ones.
Oh, yeah. It's not surprising because from the studies that we have, about 10% of the population have migraines. And God is a bit unfair.
Yeah.
Women are 3 times more likely to get migraines.
Yes.
Than men.
Wow. You know, I always speak to all the men that I know in my life, and a lot of them have no idea what a migraine is or how it feels like.
I don't. Do you?
I've you know, time to time, I've gotten a migraine.
I think you're the only guy I know.
Really?
Is it about stress management? Are they too busy? Are they too much on their mind? Like, what is causing it?
Yeah.
Well, if you've got migraines, you're prone to having recurrent headaches.
Yeah.
Okay, but stress is a widely known trigger, and I mean, we are in Singapore, right?
Mm.
We live in a highly stressed urban society, so that's a common trigger for many of my patients.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So stress relieving techniques can help, but many times they need medications as well.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And pretty strong medication as well, right?
Like it's, you need stronger, Synflex, like maybe at some point Panadol might work, then after a while Panadol stops working, and then you have to go to Ponstan and all the,
Synflex,
you know,
and stuff.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, more
the hardcore stuff.
Yeah. So migraine is a common problem. So many people self-medicate. That's right. But as a public survey, so I'd just like to say that if you've got any of these warning symptoms, it's good to see a doctor urgently.
Yeah.
Now, things that cause concern for doctors is if you get a thunderclap headache, meaning headache that comes on in a snap, you know, reaches a maximum intensity in seconds to minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's very severe. This one makes us worry about a bleed in the brain, like aneurysm.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And typically migraines start when you're in your teens and 20s.
Yes.
So if you've got a new headache when you're 50 and above, well, it's advisable to see a doctor.
Okay.
Because with migraines, you can kind of feel it coming.
Yes.
Like, you know it's going to happen.
And
it's gradual.
Usually it happens on one side of the brain, right?
Oh, yes, you do. A lot of people feel a bit of an aura. The most common one is a visual aura. You get a bit of visual blurring.
Mm-hmm.
And within an hour or so, you get this throbbing headache that starts on one side of the head.
Right. So my wife has some really bad migraines, and she often says it feels like the knife stabbing her eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's terrible, and she can't move.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah. Is that also like stress related or?
Well, stress triggers it.
Stress triggers
it. It's not the cause of it. If your wife gets this bad migraines, then the advice is if you have an aura, you know the headache's coming, start treatment at that point.
I see.
You do not want the migraine to escalate up into this stage where it becomes harder to treat the medications.
Doctor, I heard these guys talking about self-medication with these over-the-counter medications and that. Is that enough for a migraine or should you seek the help of a doctor? Because it sounds terrible and it sounds like something that needs proper treatment. I don't know. What do you say?
Well, migraines span the whole range of severity during the attacks. You can get a mild one. You can get a severe one. So if you get a mild headache, you're not sure if it's a migraine or a tension headache, you can self-medicate with paracetamol. That's fairly safe.
Yeah. Mm.
But if it gets more severe and you're not coping with the headache anymore, it is good to see a doctor. Even the local general practitioner just near your house can help you.
Mm.
And if there's a need for further attention from a specialist like a neurologist, they can refer you.
Mm. Yeah, because you know sometimes migraines get so bad, you need a jab. Like only a jab would do. That's how bad it can be. Like serious, serious
so terrible,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah. So we are getting questions on Facebook Live at Kiss 92 FM. That is our main Facebook page, so you can us your questions, and Dr. Wee will answer them next on Kiss 92. So ask away.
It's Maddie, Jason, and Divian in the morning.
All the great songs in one place.
Kiss 92.
Coming up to 8:40, it's Kiss 92, and it's Doctors in the House. We're talking to Dr. Wee Chi Kiong, neurologist from Mount Elizabeth Hospital. Mm. And this has been so relevant and so interesting for us because many of us suffer from headaches.
It's a very common
thing. And one of the things that a neurologist treats is headaches. Wow, that was tough. I think I'm going to have a headache.
Yeah. But you know, Doc, I think what was really interesting was when you were breaking down the types of headaches that people have, because a lot of time people are not, they're not aware, what constitutes a migraine or a cluster headache. Mm. So can you tell us a little bit more?
So that's a bit hard to tell, but we simply split headache into two types in general. Secondary headaches that is due to some other problems in the brain. For example, if you've got a tumor, if you've got some sinus infection, you get pain in the head region. So those are secondary headaches. Primary headache disorders are things that there's nothing wrong with you, nothing in the brain. You just have the pain.
That's
the primary problem. The three most common ones are tension headaches, which are usually milder. Migraines, which affect about 10 to 12% of the population, and cluster headaches.
Right.
So how we differentiate between all three of them is based on the story, based on the history that the patient gives us, and the associated symptoms. Now, for example, cluster headache tends to give you redness and runny nose on the same side of the face where they're having a headache.
Right.
Mm. Migraine tends to give you auras, like visual blurring. It can sometimes cause numbness and weakness as well, in which case it really resembles a stroke and can be very scary for patients.
That's me.
That's terrible.
Yeah, tension headaches tend to be milder, so we see less of them in the clinic.
So it's the cluster and the migraine that
are the worst. They're
pretty bad.
So Doc, for example, when I'm dehydrated, I find that I can get headaches easily. So what type of headache is that?
Dehydrated headache.
I got to probably do a proper consultation.
Oh. Yeah, I was trying to get a freebie.
I have heard that when you are dehydrated, you can also have headaches, right?
Yeah, so lots of people have primary headache problems. Like I mentioned, you get migraines in about 10 to 12% of the population. Mm-hmm. And when you have this disorder, it can be triggered by many things. Sometimes missing a meal. Sometimes certain foods can trigger an attack, maybe dehydration, not sleeping enough, stress, all this can trigger attacks. So that's why I needed a proper consultation.
Ah, well, okay. So somebody else is trying to get a free consultation from Facebook, Patricia Pei. And she's asking an interesting question because earlier you mentioned, there's some genetic factors involved, right?
Yes.
So she's asking, is it possible for kids to have migraines as well?
Oh, yes, it's possible. It is quite well known, but the kids' manifestation might be a bit different from the adults.
Right.
Sometimes it manifests more with recurrent vomiting as well. Yeah.
Okay, so things to watch out for if you've
got. So how do you treat it? You were talking about how there are two ways to treat or handle headaches / migraines.
Oh, yes. So, well,
there's a strategy involved.
There is a strategy, definitely. Well, the first thing the patient is going to know is the migraine. So we've got to properly educate you. Then once you know that it is a migraine and you know what to do with it, there's two principal, what we call pharmacological treatments.
Okay.
Now, during that acute attack, what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, generally what I tell my patients is if you feel the headache coming, take the medications first, early. Hit it hard and fast. You do not want the pain to escalate. If it goes beyond a certain period of time, it becomes harder to treat.
And this should be medication given by you, the doctor, once you have diagnosed the fact that the patient has migraine.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Although patients can try paracetamol themselves at first, but once it gets more complicated, it's best to get some advice from a doctor.
Number two
is if you get frequent attacks, then sometimes it's worthwhile taking what we call prophylactic medications. Some of my patients, they have very bad headaches. They get headaches like 3 times, 4 times a week.
That's bad.
So we would suggest that they take prophylactic medications. What does that mean? You take medications every day to try to reduce the frequency of the headache attacks.
Overall.
And when it comes, it might be milder. So the idea is to restore to you a quality of life so they can continue functioning. We can't really cure migraines, but we can help you control it.
There is no cure, sadly.
Doctor, I got a different kind of question here on Facebook. He says, is caffeine addiction real? I get a massive headache if I don't drink at least 2 cups of coffee in the morning.
I got coffee. I got caffeine triggers headaches.
Because it is diuretic and it
Yeah, right?
You,
I don't know.
It can trigger headache in some people. It can also, yeah, lots of my friends get headaches if they don't get a coffee.
Is it?
Okay, so,
so is that a real thing?
Go both ways.
Well, but there's not really within the realm of this
medication.
this caffeine addiction. I mean,
it could be just addiction.
It's more
it's
of
a dicey
joke.
It's hard to say. I mean, you got to do a proper assessment. Like I said, that the diagnosis of migraine is based upon normal examination and
right.
the proper history.
Right.
So we got to know the proper story how this thing develops.
Right.
First.
I think the best way is to see a doctor.
Yes.
And you can always seek a consultation with Dr. Wee Chi Kiong, neurologist from Mount Elizabeth Hospital,
or see your local barista.
So anyway, thank you so much, Doc, for joining us.
Most
and
definitely.
We're still on Facebook Live, so if you have like last few questions, we still have time offline,
yes.
or rather off air, on KISS 92.
And also, if you'd like to find out more, you can log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg.
Make your appointment.